It's y'all again. Part two of this bitch. Welcome back to the 85 South. I said, welcome back to the 85 South. Come on, Sanko. Here we go. Was that the number?
Well, let's
what am I?
I guess we should. We should I just wasn't ready.
Well, shit.
I guess it's really time.
Ball Saurus came out there. And she, well, hold up, Ball Saurus. That was lit.
Ball Saurus.
But no, that's all. You know, plug your shit because that's what we do. Mm. We plug niggas shit in.
Hey, follow me on like Instagram.
Yeah,
and shit,
tell
because,
them all
like,
that. Man, fire the blood up. Let them fall. No, nigga, we're going to end this shit we end it, like, bye.
Look, I don't even care about social media like that, but I should because, like, we be talking to the white people and shit, and they be like, yeah, so how many followers do they have? And what's their digital imprint? You be like, oh, shit, that shit means something. I'm funny for real.
Yeah.
They be like, oh, okay, I understand, but let me see your analytics. I need you to open up your, nah, man, goddamn. So follow me and tell people about me.
Engagement.
Yeah, tell people about a nigga. Tell them about Brady Is Music, Tyler Chronicles, Twitter, Instagram. Y'all know this nigga already, so
you can come out. I love how you just knew my Instagram. That was real cute.
Oh, people don't know your Instagram?
I mean, they do, but I'm just saying, like, you just jumped out of nowhere. Like,
oh, I'm good at this too, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm a host too. You
feel me? I know.
I host a TV show too. You know what I'm saying? We host.
Okay.
I got on rich nigga jeans.
I can't cross my legs right
now. Do you see what this show do? It brings the pussy together. Saw that? You saw that magic right there? That was real cute that you knew my Instagram.
She like Nigerians, man. Like Nigerians,
Tyler
man.
Been cool for a long
time. For a long
time. He been slid in my DMs like a long time.
She batted me out of there like
even if you was finna. even if you.
No.
No
I was
shame,
like,
all right,
wait
no
a minute. Wait
even
a minute.
If he was
wait,
finna.
Wait, I get better.
That fucked up.
Nah.
They gonna put him out on blast like that?
No, first of all, Tyler is real cute.
Yeah, she
we
had a man.
We already discussed this.
She had a
I was booed up.
Yeah. Is a Nigerian nigga
up,
giving her that
you
uncircumcised.
You ain't booed up. Tyler, you got a girl, do you?
Nah, bro.
So you single?
Stop trying to be matchmaker.
And you single?
Ah, let's go to the funeral.
Hold on. Hey, who in that bitch? What's up, little dead nigga? Ah, little dead nigga.
Ah, what's up with it?
What's up, little dead homie? That extra plate. You might as well.
Yeah, I got a complicated situation.
He don't have to know that, though.
I really don't.
That ain't his problem.
I like to keep shit up front.
I work a lot.
All right, well, tell him about the problem that he ain't got to worry about. And then
I work a whole lot, man. You ain't got to tell me nothing.
Tell me about the problem that I don't have to worry about.
No, I do want to hear about it now. Now I'm interested. You done bought it. What's going on?
Oh, I mean, you know, little nigga in jail, but he about to get out, though.
Oh, good.
So you don't know if he going to really swing on your ass for not holding him down.
What you mean? I am holding him down.
Obviously.
He good.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He great friends. He ain't got nothing to worry about.
We gonna put niggas in their place around this bitch.
What?
Nah, he, that's good.
You did.
Need more like you. Like soon?
Yeah, March.
March? Okay. So, like, a dick will be lit, like, physically out of you.
March is.
By, like, January. If you fuck tonight.
March is
that
already.
That dick ain't gonna count.
March is already.
That's 2019? Like, you can't count
First
no 18
of all,
dicks.
If I was going to deal with a nigga, I don't just fuck like that. Like, that's not how that works. Like, you got the
60 days.
First of all, I apologize. I just realized what the fuck I just said. I'm like, nigga.
My man. I accept it. I ain't even feel no type of
thing. Nah, me being me, I'm not thankful.
He just going off.
Yeah, I'm going off the deep end. That's why I was like.
I'm high right now. I just want y'all to know.
That's why she's telling us all her secrets.
I don't appreciate. Now I'm telling y'all
she
my
secrets. She
didn't
want to tell us that she
I'm
had
like,
a nigga
yeah,
in jail.
That's why I was like, hold up. I'm like, damn. It clicked to me. My bad.
That's why I was saying good job.
Yeah, my bad. I forgot what the fuck going on.
Oh, that man,
be,
man. We'll
see,
see
that, that's how you know right. I be so in my own life. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got 60.
We
got 60 on his books.
Nah, he pretty good. He don't need nothing on his books.
Amen.
I just forgot.
Everybody needs something on their books.
Yeah, my little pot of hope.
Hey,
by time he freed.
Come on.
Man, I've been fiend out.
Yeah.
Boy, that shit is, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga,
stressful.
Let that shit add up. You be like, hold up. When you really just sit down and count that shit up,
yeah.
You be like,
man.
What one?
Goddamn
200
a week.
Now that's a five.
Like, that's a five.
Like, well, you got a good. Ooh, boy. That shit add up.
Yeah, you got assistant.
My little brother was locked up for two years.
Mm-hmm.
He was straight, you know what I'm saying? But
I couldn't get through one night, 2 years.
Nah, see, that shit ain't for no player. That shit. But look, that's why I say, yeah, hell yeah, that shit ain't for nobody, though.
Not even jail, the hardest nigga.
Jail ain't for nobody. Like I said, bro, I did 31 days, right? That's what I did. You did that shit every day. Nigga, ain't no change in this. Mm. Ain't no, like just I say, ain't no 60. Years.
This nigga's doing that, 19, 18. You might want to
cut your fingers off, all that. Sit man, on down, man. You ain't using none of that. Nubby. Turn into a Nupster. Nigga, you might as well become a dinosaur. That's what you gonna do.
Shit, stay out of that.
Just get old. That's why I just be trying to put the wisdom on the young nigga. Like, man, I understand if you do street shit, just be smart about your shit. Just be smart. As long as you got good intentions, man, just make sure you go to church, man. Just stay prayed up. I just be trying to tell them niggas, go to church, man.
Man, yeah, because
y'all nigga, go to church, man. I can't tell a nigga nothing. God damn it, go to church.
That's the only shit that's gonna
get you. That's gonna get you right, young nigga. Church. I can't see Jesus. I can't tell you nothing else. Shit, I don't know nothing else. Go see Jesus.
He's going to
make sure you're right.
Yeah, amen.
But y'all, we're going to make sure that the 85 South Show fans is locked and loaded. Make sure that you plug down your shit in. You plug down your shit in.
Yeah, man. But one more time, goddamn.
Fucking right. We got to make
sure. Tyler Chronicles, Brady is music. Hey, like, for real, though, that shit mean a lot. I didn't even know that shit.
It so really does.
I
want
to hear the Patty the Bell song. Can we get a snippet of it?
Oh, we need to run that.
Yeah. No.
Is that any way we can get a snippet of it?
Is that any way we can email it to you.
Producer.
She said, I don't know why y'all ain't got
it. Is that any way we can get a snippet of her song?
No, y'all have it. Y'all have it.
Cool.
It'll be playing.
I want to hear that. I want to hear the Patty the Bell shit.
Need to open with it.
Oh, if only you know.
Oh, come on now.
How much I do.
Damn.
I do love you.
Hey. That nigga be having this.
I never sang on the show before.
Ah, that nigga be having his phone out in the jail. Like, listen, y'all.
When? That's a live show. That don't count.
Is that how your song?
Kinda, sort of.
But that's like the original.
That's the original.
What I said. I almost went to sleep. I'm like, yes,
nigga,
need it.
That was a bad.
That mean it sound good.
No, I'm saying
that
you good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, lullaby.
That shit was horrible. But I would have been up. Like, hold up, man, you need to shut the fuck up.
It make you think. It make you close your eyes.
Yeah, like once she started, I thought she was gonna keep going. I'm like, right. I'm mad. That's when I woke up. When you stopped.
You want the whole hook?
I'm like, excuse me. I want the whole. I want the whole thing.
Don't loop it.
Then she went to falsetto. Only you knew. I hurt you. I hurt you. Put the church cover back on. These are some dirty ass church covers. And this was black.
Oh, it is.
It's black brown.
I thought it was gold.
It's dark brown. You know how niggas think they eye brown? No, nigga.
Yeah, man. You been talking that bitch all night.
I'm talking about good hot breath. Now, on the conclusion of Carlos. If this was Carlos. Because we locked and loaded. Everybody good?
Yeah,
Brady,
man.
You're looking beautiful.
Thank you.
Tyler, you're looking strong. DC look like he needs it. Man, that nigga been doing nothing but the inner push-up. Like, fuck his arms. He just want this shit
my
to poke
nigga,
out.
My nigga, time out. I seen you on Instagram working out, bro.
I ain't bullshit.
I seen you, bro.
I'm trying to get my shit together,
my
man.
Nigga, I told you, but you traveling a lot. You got to get healthy,
nigga,
man.
These niggas out here getting big, but you can't just let a nigga push it. You just... I know you were just playing, but my nigga, you just pushed me.
Oh, yeah, then your shirts fit a little better.
Yeah, you got
saying?
To. But I seen that.
You feel me?
That tight little thing.
Yeah.
Hey, real talk, I was never that nigga, but when I got that first little scrape, I was like,
yeah.
Oh, but I got a little.
Come on, man.
The niggas ain't finna try you, Look, Aaron, I was walking, I was trying to let a motherfucker see the little scrape. I'm like, hey, but you see that little
see
scrape?
That little part right there.
Yeah, like, it's scraped a little bit.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. That happened to me when I was like 13. Same.
That's fucked up. Bro.
That was shady as hell.
Cause my metabolism.
That was shady as hell.
My metabolism.
So, I mean, one thing about me, I have to continue.
Now, it's good to be slim. Like by the time you get about 34, 35, nigga, you probably gonna be.
But no, see, I'm straight. But I have to continue.
Nah,
to
it's
do
going
shit.
To be slow. It's
like
gonna be
I
a
have
while.
To continue.
You got to.
If I take 3 days off,
back slim. Yeah.
Back to nothing. And I can feel it.
That's because you move around so much, so you got to keep
working out. That's
what
I'm saying. It's like, so I'm constantly exercising. Mm-hmm. I'm working that shit out, just moving all the time, being on the stage, left, right, running all the time. So it's like, nigga, you got to do some push-ups every blue moon, because, nigga, you get weak.
Yep.
Right. You're losing your strength.
Right. You can't be doing. You do everything.
And then you ain't ate a whole. You ain't even ate in a day. So, you know, we be eating like.
Ate some bullshit.
Man, I be eating peanuts and shit. Be bullshit.
Yeah, man.
Granola balls on the go food.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I be it's hard to eat on the go food. Sit down.
Yeah. Nah, I know it. I know it. As hard as it is, just try to get in. Not even a lot of time. Like, everybody out there that's working hard, get you 20 minutes in.
Trying to give you some advice.
That's what I'm supposed to do. Like, if we was asking about funerals, we would...
She give you all the compliments. I mean, Tyler cute and all, but look at this old athletic ass nigga
underhanded,
trying to give you some advice.
That's what I'm supposed to do.
I mean, Tyler slid in my DMs once, but
I give everybody compliments.
She got me for real. Like, God damn, I just was saying, hey, I like your outfit. Yeah, I like was wondering if you could go to the funeral again. Hey.
The repass is coming. I know. The candlelight? At least take things to the candlelight. At least take a nigga to the candlelight.
God damn. I know they got to take... Listen, you got to work out at least like 20 minutes. It don't got to be no hour, no crazy shit like that. That's all I was trying to say. Just a little bit. Just stay healthy. Everybody out
but
there.
But do you work out?
Yeah.
She got to. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look at her.
Do you work out?
Come on now.
I do CrossFit every
okay,
day.
Okay.
Oh, you do
okay.
CrossFit.
Give the ladies a secret workout that you do that you know is working because you see the results.
Okay, there you go, Fly.
Side squats.
See, I do it when I want
to
do it.
Got to do the side squats.
Look, he saw the side track. He like, okay, there you go, Fly. That was a great question.
Yeah, then he leaned back like a host because he's listening.
Yeah, you feel me? I was like,
And a lot of protein.
You know
what
I mean?
So,
side squats?
Side squats.
How's that different from regular squats? I mean,
because it's like.
Oh, can you give us a preview?
No, nigga.
It's a side squat. I don't know what the fuck.
Not in my Louboutins.
Yeah, she got heels on, brother.
Let me see.
How am I even doing it here? It's enough.
Just tell them. I know how to do it.
We got two ladies in here who want to know what side squats is.
Yeah,
you squat and then you just walk.
She don't even know what.
It's like a crab.
Yeah.
Like a crab walk.
So this is side walk.
Nah.
No.
That's a crip walk.
You said walk.
No, do a squat.
Them jeans ain't squattable.
Yeah, my legs ain't squattable. It's too long. Okay, a squat.
And then walk to your side like a crab. That's too low.
Okay.
Now, like play. It's like you playing defense in basketball. No, in basketball. In basketball.
Keep your heels down on the floor.
In basketball, and I slide like
step over to the left.
And bring your other foot with you.
But
you would have your back straight and you would be squat.
These are
size steps, bitch. Why do you look like that right now?
You trying out for new edition, nigga.
That nigga do look like Bobby Brown, though.
That's what you do. Side steps. Side squats. Going to the left and right.
No, let me just
show you. I don't know why you just won't show the motherfucker.
Okay. So you squat.
Mm-hmm. This for all niggas in jail. Squat. Mm-hmm.
And then you step over.
Squat. Low key, that's what you were doing, bro.
No, it was like,
rewind the tape. Rewind the tape.
Goodness,
it was.
I appreciate
like,
you doing it.
People make
you
shit.
Look better doing it, but
so hard. Did I?
It was not,
not
the
my
same
body
thing.
Just shaped.
You know
different.
That shit was.
You
not
look
the same
better doing
thing.
It.
My
but
body
he,
just shaped different.
He pretty much did the same.
Hey man, you already know what time it is. It's your boy DC on Fly, and you know what I'm playing. Yes, the 2K19 all day, every day. While my girlfriend is cooking me some food. Yeah, man, you know what time it is. All up on the west side of ATL. I gotta make sure when I'm coming off the road, I am playing 2K19. You know it. Purchase the Xbox One NBA 2K19 bundle today. It's your boy DC on Fly, and I'm here to let you know, hey, if you ain't playing the 2K19, you're tripping, man, because they got all type of stuff on there. You know what you can do? You know you can create your own player and play in your neighborhood. Now, I might not create my own player and play in my neighborhood, because you know where I'm from? The West Side. You might get robbed, man. Carrying the basketball. They don't care about your hoop dream. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to create a player and create my hood in Buckhead. Purchase the Xbox One NBA 2K19 bundle today. If you ain't got it, go get it online, baby.
I'm 130, so I let you ask one.
She crazy.
And then we get, go ahead, bro.
She crazy. But I'm really like 135.
I was just
so quick.
Wondering.
So you know what I'm saying? The motherfucker be doing that goddamn.
I want to be respectful.
I'm like, you mad about it?
Well, you know it.
Hey, for real, y'all. You crazy, man. You the one talking about you like them medium.
Yeah, she did say that. Yep.
Okay. Now,
I don't even know.
Now, like, check this out, right?
Yep, good thing I didn't.
I like when we have women here because we can break this shit.
All right, go ahead.
Because y'all be wanting, it be questions that niggas be having when it just be niggas. And we be like, we can't answer these questions. We don't know. Okay. Now, is it true? Because I heard this before. A girl said, she don't like big dicks because she don't want to fuck up her coochie.
Yeah, like ain't nobody trying to be beat.
I ain't saying like fuck up her coochie. Like even like when you say medium, still too big for her. Still.
Oh, so she want a real small.
She like it small. She said it don't even. She doesn't even care, really about sex. It's just the penetration feels good, but she rather it to be like smaller because it feels better. You see what I'm saying? Like,
she might be one of those women that's just not into any type of pain. She might not take pain well.
Okay.
But most
she might have a big clit though. If you got a big clit, you ain't got to really get off in there like that. They gonna bust.
True that, but it be times when you can't even really get your stroke on. You be like, baby, I ain't even. Now I feel like I'm doing something.
Right. I'm a porn star.
Now I'm gonna stop because now it kind of like. You like, right. Bitch.
Like, you done came
I ain't even
times.
Get a full stroke, bitch. Yeah. I keep acting. This is a throw up position. We fucking like we throwing up on each other. It bitch won't even let me fuck. It bitch won't even let me fuck. I'm like, nah, this ain't even fun. Like, I can't even get a full stroke
I
in.
I agree.
So I'd be like, you know what? Big now, I know is, those big type of females, you be like, she either has, I'm had to be like her second body or this bitch just don't fuck. Period. Like, at all. Don't think about it. Like, I gotta be her second body. I be scared. I don't want to be like your second.
Hell no.
I ain't the type of nigga to be
that's
your second.
That's gonna get bloody.
I ain't the type of. Hey!
No, I don't. Okay, the end. I'm gonna wrap it up.
Hey, no, shit get real. Nah, I be telling. Hey, listen, man. And then,
real niggas
you'll be surprised, right? I used to be like a young nigga. Every time I get in the pussy, I just want to go. And I'm like, you don't want that. Go with me. Because mm-hmm.
You gotta warm it up. It's like an old car.
Yep.
Treat that pussy like a cutlass.
Shit, knowing me, bitch, we gonna ride that bitch on E. You better, that bitch better be warm when I got in it. That was supposed to be. That was the job.
What?
Go. It's like it's a robbery once we hit the dope. Yeah. Go. The police did not say go.
You was jackrabbiting.
Boom,
like.
boom. But
not like.
But you
that's what happens when you're young.
But you gotta understand.
But not a stroke game proper.
Ooh.
Come on, Jackie.
She ain't with no
Come on, Jackie.
I met her when I was what? 20, what? 3? Scroll game been proper. She ain't gone nowhere.
Don't be looking like
I want jackrabbing her then. We fucking about 8 times a day. I said, it be crazy. It won't leave me alone. It be won't, man, we. Bitch, we tired, bitch. Slow down. We need some water. Now we got to find time. Look, we need to make an appointment. You trying to do some shit around 6 Tuesday. You trying to do some shit 6 o'clock on Tuesday. Because that's what, let's put 6.
8 times, I'm blocking you on everything.
6 o'clock Tuesday, that's when we going to fuck. Try to do it in the closet.
Y'all on slip move be like getting it like in the laundry room. Maybe she taking a nap or something.
But that the thing though, when she take a nap, we be like, shit, you in the mood? Nah, really. You gotta wait.
Family sex different.
Yeah, it's boy.
Ain't no 8 times no day now.
Nigga, it's different. It's different. It take a toll on you. You gotta be strong. You gotta be a strong man. You gotta be strong.
You gotta step up and be a man.
Yeah, you gotta be strong. They be doing That's when trips start to come in. We're like, bitch, we gotta go to Thailand. We're like, wow, bitch, we gotta be by some elephants. I don't know why. Something. We just gotta
get the fuck out of here.
Dive in the pool, bitch. We gotta go over here by the monkeys, bitch. We gotta do something. This shit is crazy. I don't know why. We just gotta do some monkey shit. We gotta do some butt wild shit, man. We ain't been butt wild in a minute.
You got to.
But sometimes you gotta do certain shit to spice up. The
sex
life, too.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to niggas who out there think you tripping. You ain't tripping. You just got to tell the children, bitch, go to your auntie house for a week. Leave me alone. Me and your mama ain't fucked the same since you been born.
Right. Give us our life back.
I need you to go down the street, hang with your friends for a week, bitch, and don't come back.
Hang with your friends.
With your friends. Hey, that way you know your parents are fed up when they just tell you to go. Bitch, go.
I want
you to go out the house, and I don't want to see you the Monday when it's time to go to school, okay? Me and your mama, we got some things to do.
Yep.
And when I close this door, bitch, don't call my phone. Mm-mm. You're gone until Monday. Nah, for real, it's different. I didn't know. I was a wild boy. Mm-hmm. It's different. It's fun still, but
it was a good thing you was getting those eight in one day.
It's different. But it's crazy, though, because we get caught, too. We just got to, we'll just stop. She'll stop. Not me. She just be stopped.
Mama usually stop.
I'm like, yeah. That's how she got here. Fuck that. Fuck that.
Then she don't want to do it no more. I just be sitting there.
Dick just be like this.
Yeah, he's supposed
some to bullshit.
Stop,
how long it took that dick to get up?
What?
Are you serious? Are you fucking serious?
Family said.
Are you serious right now? God,
we only have 3 minutes.
I gotta go back to next. It's next Tuesday. Man. See you at 6.
It's hard, bro. Y'all don't understand.
But it's fun though. It's fun just learning yourself and learning. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like just going through those stages and shit like that. Cause it's fun. Cause what we do. Yep, get them text messages like, I really needed that, bitch. I needed that. We needed that, okay? This is for us. This is for our sake, bitch. This is how we staying alive. This is for us.
Hey,
we all needed that.
Nigga, this is for the household.
This is for the house, bitch. Without this, we are going downhill, bitch. We need to do something.
That's real.
No, that's facts.
Now, that's good shit. Look, hey, look, young. It's because it's young niggas out here that got, you know, old lady, got kids in the house with them, and they, you know, they don't know how it is. Like they think it's easy. They need to know. They need to hear you say that shit.
And I'm 26, boy. Mm-hmm. I don't, but it is the longest I ever been with a girl.
Yeah,
3 years. But
dang,
shit,
that's beautiful.
That's what love.
3 months, I get the fuck on.
Come on.
I'm like, babe, we've been together for 3 years. I have expanded all that's the good expansion I've thought I had of expanding.
Mm-hmm. You doing a whole bunch of shit you didn't think you'd be doing, though.
Nigga, I'm talking about, yeah.
So it's just falling in line with everything.
But you're a grown man now, though. Like, I feel like you've matured
from grown
when I first met you.
I'm grown.
I'm a king. I'm a king. I'm a lawyer.
I'm a lawyer.
But no, I definitely grew up, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And I know when my fault. So that's why I apologize. I forgot. And I clicked. I was like, oh, shit, I'm tripping. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, the young me still me. But you know what I'm saying? As you get older and shit, you got kids and shit. You got people to live for. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you kind of toned down. But the older I get, the less tolerance I got for shit. So I'm still.
That's funny.
I'm still wild. But it's like the shit that you thought I used to tolerate, I don't tolerate that shit now because I'm old. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't really tolerate nothing then. What
that's what I'm saying. So it's like I'm it's worse. But I'm so humble about it because I got so much shit to live for. And then it's like, but you got something to live for, my nigga. Better chill. You know what I'm saying? Like shit you be want to go do, be like, but you got something to live for, boy. You feel me? You know, let that young shit be young. You know what I'm saying? Let that shit go. Because I was, nigga.
That's how
it
goes.
Wow,
girl.
That's how
you better
relax.
Play no game.
Tell you, that's how it goes. That's how you live.
We out here. Hey, safe. I got to make sure nobody come in here, girl.
Get it how
you see where the fuck we at? We in the trap.
I was like
a anybody come in there, like, boom. DC.
I was a little nervous.
Y'all niggas get down. They are crazy outside. We in the hood.
Oh, my God.
And these niggas know we doing a podcast in here. Who keep telling these niggas we are down here? Can we move, chat? Can we go back to Steve? Oh, Steve doesn't have that.
No, stop.
That's no. My nigga Steve, man. Hey, man, we got down to the bottom of that shit. Don't deal with chat. Yo, I'm a real nigga, ain't I, chat? Tammany. Yeah. I'm a real nigga, y'all. Yeah, how dark-skinned niggas is.
Yeah, you're
we dark-skinned niggas. We go approach the comfort. We confrontational.
Yeah.
We go face it head on.
That's good.
Skin color don't matter.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
It matters a little bit.
Yes, it does.
We all black, so
yeah.
Of course we did, but you know, light skinned, you kept that shit in, and you kind of, that kind of built, you know what I'm saying, fuel to the fire.
Nah, it was cool.
That's kind of made you wonder, you know what I'm saying? You was like, because you didn't even want me to ask. You didn't even want me to ask,
yeah, because it was.
That's what was it needed. And we wasn't.
Barack,
we need to know the truth. We need to know the fucking truth, Chad.
That is.
And the truth shall set you free, Chad. And what that nigga say? You was only hit by the crossfire, because what? What's the terminology?
Casualties of war.
Casualties of war, man. You were working for niggas, wasn't right.
Yeah.
Not saying you wasn't right. You was just under the niggas who wasn't right, man.
Yeah.
And all you niggas got to go.
Yeah.
I hear you sorry, but nigga, say you sorry across the fucking screen.
Oh my God, yeah, nigga.
Text it to me.
Oh my God.
The number will be changed in the morning.
Oh my God, nigga.
We got down to the bottom of that. Nigga, in his studio, bro.
Yeah.
We go in his studio. I said, listen, Steve, before we go, man. Nigga, chill. I'm like, fuck, man. Nigga, you know how it's finna go down, bro. I'm like, yo, Steve. And nigga, Chad looked up.
Right.
I said, I got one more thing. He like,
fuck that nigga. We got about a minute. We got about a minute and 30 seconds left on air. I have to yo, Steve. Man, you remember some niggas, Chad, man, Joe, who used to work for you. Nigga knew exactly who the fuck I was talking about. That wasn't me. Nigga ain't be like, no, he like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he was waiting.
Waiting for you to ask.
Listen,
he was waiting.
You probably don't know how many times he listened to the podcast and be like, man, these niggas gonna keep motherfucking saying, I thank God, if these niggas don't go on and ask me, man, like, hey, I wish they would fucking call me. You know what I'm saying? So he probably already knew, nigga, we got to the show, and he probably was waiting for us to ask, bro. And when I asked, I said, yo, man, before I could even get Joe's name out, I was like, man, you know Chad and Joe? Yeah, I know those guys. I'm like, look, man, it was some shit going on. Hey, man, I know you got new management and all that. Hey, man, my boys ain't steal no money, man. Got quiet for like 2-3 seconds.
You said
this on air? Man, nigga. Hey, you think I am? I'm DC young motherfucking Blizzard.
Thank you, what?
Nigga, for the west side of Atlanta. If it's a problem, we gonna address it.
Come on, Kirk.
Like grown men. That's just like all I know. Yeah. I can't let that shit be on a nigga mind.
Yeah,
we
you
leaving.
Trying to keep that nigga peas.
We
fuck
leaving.
That.
No, it wasn't even. She's stupid. It wasn't even that. It was just like this was like a stepping stone for us.
Needed to be
done. It was like the fans wanted to hear this shit.
Okay.
It was a story that we built up from the ground.
That
and then,
is true, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Then we was once in Steve's establishment and recording.
What you talking about? I was there too.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You see what I'm saying? But it like, did you see where the fuck we at now?
The fucking trap.
We in the trap.
It's hot over here.
No AC. You know what I'm saying? It get real over here. So it was like, the people who been following for a long time, even back then, wanted to hear those answers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We made a joke about it, but then it came a storyline. You know what I'm saying? We got Steve right down there. We would have been some big pussies if we didn't ask that shit. Still to this day, nigga, the comments would be like, fuck that. Y'all had Steve and y'all ain't asked what happened.
Yeah, y'all ain't asked the nigga.
Fuck that. It was like shit. I had to address it. I was like, Steve, what's up, man? What's up with Chad and Joe, man? They ain't steal no money. He said, man, nah, they ain't steal no money. They were just, casualties at war. That means you just got caught in the crossfire.
That was some smooth old man shit, the way he said that.
That was more corporate talk.
I like
that's
that.
What they talk about
it
with
was,
you.
And it was one on one with shit. You know, I'm gonna scream. I can respect that, Steve. Mm-hmm. He ain't really got time to you know what the problem is, but he's like, damn. I want to fuck with nigga, but some shit like that, man, I just gotta let everybody go, man. Damn. That's just how it is. He probably didn't want to, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you know.
Fair enough.
But look where it got you, though, Chad. You learned so much shit. 85 South Show popping all over the motherfucking world.
Voice clips.
This is an original piece. It's called Fuck Raid. I was in the bathroom doing my thing by the rags. Next thing I know, cough, cough, gag. What is going on from my dad to my mom, the owner, trying to evict us? He set off a roach bomb.
Life as a roach. First of all, we don't crawl. We got legs too. We in the bed too. Oh shit. He almost stepped on my head too. Life as a roach.
There are crumbs under the refrigerator, crumbs on the counter. There is a loaf of bread, that's what I said, if you ain't scared to be seen with the lights on.
Life.
As a roach.
As a roach. Please don't get us confused. We ain't no fuck-ass ants. I'm a motherfucking roach. I'll crawl up your pants. Don't ever go to sleep, cause we'll crawl on your head. God damn it! Cousin Johnny didn't make it. That nigga is dead. Shit. Hold up. Wait a minute. He just on his back. And his legs still moving. Once the lights go off, we gotta get his ass moving.
Life
as a roach.
Voice clips.
What's going on?
She hot.
She had us hot.
She got the fuck on.
She got us. Yeah.
The one with the skin head.
Yeah, she got a hoodie on, but somehow her titties out. I don't know how that works.
I'm not gonna let y'all roast my friend.
I'm not roasting her. I love
Where's
it.
Where she from?
Actually, she's from that was a up good top.
Thing. Up top, well.
Yeah, she's cool
like
as hell.
Jersey.
She's cool as hell.
Okay. Yeah.
And she licked booty too. Like they
Listen.
Birds of a feather.
Ball sauces
of a feather.
I'm not gonna just let y'all just. I'm still high.
You ain't high.
She can't even get
it's
back to
us. It's a ballsaurus. She rolling around out there. She wanna curse us out, but she's so high.
I'm finna hold this shit on the inside.
Why?
You might well let
it. Listen, it's at the end
just,
of the funeral.
We just go.
It's your time to talk.
We just go.
You don't let everybody
you
talk.
You
said everybody it. Talking about people don't really know him like that. This your time to talk because you the second girlfriend.
But you still can't sit with the family.
But you can't.
Man, fuck y'all. That's what I got to say. That's fuck not, you.
There she is.
Tyler.
There she is.
Fuck you. DC.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Tyler.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Please.
Y'all can say shit.
There you go. She snapped out of it.
That's what we want. We just need that light skin shit to come out of air.
Right. I was just saying that because you was talking about it earlier. I was just bringing it. Because
I was talking about what earlier?
Eating ass. Call back. Remember?
So do you
eat ass.
So I don't.
And if I responded to that DM, you'd be eating this ass right now.
I would not.
Now we get
She got me on that
now
one.
Now we get Look. Somewhere. Because she said if she would have responded.
She said uh-huh, like eating ass is a bad thing.
To the DM, uh-huh, you would have been, eating ass. Yeah. How deep?
Yeah, she did.
Real deep.
Damn. R. Kelly deep? Like. Afro D.
You all the way in, baby.
Okay, that's
You'll
fine.
Be all the way in.
So do that's you like fine. It in the butt, too?
I'm not really into... Okay. Actually, like I'm not really
dick.
Into niggas being around my yeah. booty hole at okay, all, okay, but okay. I just want them to do it anyway because I know I got that
like
power.
Like power, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad, yeah. You like regular dick, too. We wouldn't have worked out.
No, I didn't say that I don't fuck big dick. Oh. I just said I enjoy schmedium dick.
Oh, you would enjoy
Because you could do more tricks with schmedium dick.
I guess we wouldn't have fun then.
Big dick, you can't really trick that out.
Yeah, you can't do it's them like, oh, I gotta pee. If you don't get you, I gotta pee having ass out here.
Nah.
I mean, I'm a bloody massacre myself. I've had plenty of bloody massacre.
Yeah. Send a couple to the hospital with vertigo.
I'm a murderer.
Yeah, you know.
If you
I'm a hitman
like to call
of sorts.
It.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been out of commission
yeah,
for a while.
It's like Fortnite.
I've been out of commission, but
yeah,
ready to knock the dust off that butt. Ready to put that shotgun
like,
to work.
You sound like an old married nigga now, man.
Ready
you
to
know,
put that.
You know, I've been in the game
listen,
for a while.
Man, you know, how, man, when you just watch your children, you just smile and everything they do. They yeah. just ain't did shit. They just walk.
Yeah.
Like, look at that goddamn walk. He's like, I'm getting old, man. I'm admiring walks now. I'm like, man, what the fuck is wrong with me? The hot head hey, that bro. Got old, man. I don't, this shit is boring.
I'm going to tell you what an old nigga told me one time, man. The only thing worse than getting older is not getting older. Because that mean you died.
Yeah. Or nigga had something wrong with his brain. Nigga got stuck in the fifth grade some damn well. You like, oh, this
Come
nigga.
On, man.
Oh, this nigga stupid, stupid.
Nigga ain't right. He ain't right. Lord.
I do not condone this message.
Take that back. We just talked about
Tyler
the truth.
Brady do not condone this message.
Hey, man.
Oh, shit.
I had two slow people in my family. So I talk about shit that's in my family.
What?
Yeah, I had two slow. They scared the shit out of me.
Come on.
Real talk. But you never had a slow motherfucker run up on you. He don't even know when to stop. You like, man, that nigga don't know when to stop, man. That nigga tripping, man.
That was Frank.
Nigga ran right up on the nigga ass. No, but I had an uncle named Charlie.
Charlel?
Yeah, he grew. He
That's
was
country
old.
As hell.
He was old. Like, he grew old. Like, you know how, you know, sometimes when you slow, you don't grow that old. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, like, your brain,
nah, I know.
You put a pass. You feel me? Like, he hit 50s with that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And one time, that nigga, I was just staring at that nigga because I can't stand the nigga for, like, more than 2 seconds. He's scamming. You know what I'm saying? He's looking at me like, nigga. Like, nigga so one day I was just like, man, stop being a bitch and just stare at Uncle Charlie. Just look at that nigga, man.
Stop being a
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, just stop being a bitch and look at Uncle Charlie. And I never get nigga. I'm just looking at his ass. And nigga caught me looking at nigga just. And I was like, 1, 2, 3.
And nigga got
And nigga got there. I was like, oh shit. I was like, nigga, I'm gonna keep looking at his ass. And nigga got up. He was like, I was like, Uncle Charlie, I got it. Somebody come get him! I was scared as fuck, but I ain't never looked at that nigga ass again, boy. I ain't even go to the funeral. Rest in peace, Uncle Charlie.
My God.
I mean, that's how my family was, man. We chose funerals we wanted to go to.
Man.
Like, so you going to this one? No, you ain't going to this one. All right, man. Shit, you ain't going to this one. I'm fucking with you. Bro. Nah, that shit be real.
God damn, niggas, it be too much.
Bro, it's a lot. We got to think about it. We go through that.
It's too much. Nigga, like, two funerals in 1 month.
And my girl, bro, she said, bro, you niggas die. Like, I'm like, bro, and it's not saying like that. It's just I know a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I'm from the hood. So this shit is normal. Mm-hmm. I've been knowing her. She knew what it was, the makeup artist that passed. She didn't even know her like that. She passed and she almost went crazy. I was like, hell yeah, you wouldn't be ready for this life. This shit over here. This
you
shit.
Got childhood people.
This shit every girl, please. Mm-hmm. And it, man. Yeah, I just got used to it. I'm just like, real. Man, which one you going to?
Yeah. Because that shit going to take a lot out of you anyway. Mm-hmm.
So it
you
just be pick sad,
that's
man.
Real. That's real.
You want to be around all that sad shit.
Ain't nothing wrong with picking the funerals you go to, bro.
Growing up, I was the girl that always had to come sing at the funeral. Oh, it ain't matter who grandma was. I always had to go
I
sing.
I always man. Be the nigga that say no to singing at the funeral.
Yeah.
John, you know, your voice would be very appreciated. not today. Not on this funeral.
Nope,
what the fuck do I'm supposed to say?
Mm-mm.
His eye was on the sparrow.
you gotta sing at somebody's funeral you don't know. If you know him, you can't sing.
Cause him. I knew you out here.
You gotta
get. I said I knew. They ain't gonna let you stop it no funeral. Soon as you about to end, one girl get up. You just can't end on the screen. You got to keep singing.
Right.
I said I know. He watching me. I said, I know he watching me.
Oh, no!
I said, I know.
you got the key going.
I said, I know. Oh, Lord.
Oh, shit.
He just ended off. I'm like, he watches me. You just got to stop. They don't even know you said me. They looking up. They're like, did he say the me part? Because I need to scream one more time if he said the me part.
I want to go sit down.
Oh, please. You ever sit bad? That's why I own the funerals. I can't do it.
Nah, man. He said I want to go sit down.
I want to go sit down, bro. They just so sad. I gotta go. I'm gonna go outside. Yeah, went outside for a smoke break. Get real serious. But I mean, my only funeral that kind of like I ain't say that did something to me. It shook me up. It more so shook me up because it was the first time I seen my partner. Like somebody, mama is actually hurt. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. my boy Kurt. I'll never forget, nigga, we had his funeral, man. His mama seen the body, she screamed. And it was so crazy. You know how folk be crying and you just looking down and shit. When she screamed, like everybody jumped up. You know what I'm saying? We be like, God damn. Like that shit hit all the young niggas. You like, shit.
Like, we got
to tighten up.
Yeah.
But we done been through a lot of shit, but we ain't heard no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that what made me start praying for my enemies. I'll never forget the preacher. Like, man, we got to start praying for your enemies. And you know, nigga be like, pray for your enemy. Sometimes you gotta pray for your enemy because you never know what they going through.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? And by you praying for them, it can make them swerve around you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you wonder how you don't get caught up in the situation because you pray for your enemy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You kind of like pray your way around that situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you just gotta, you know what I'm saying, pray for your enemies.
I like the newly mature, slightly woke DC.
Look at that!
That's what they meant to say.
That's what they were talking about.
That's what they were
right
talking
there.
About.
You were wondering, where they, and there it is.
That's now I gotta go.
She about to melt.
Oh, because your folk
tissue. My face, no, I ain't even looked at my phone. My face melting, like.
She got asthma.
You got that booty call, didn't you?
No.
Gotta go brush that teeth. Gotta go eat between. You gotta go brush that teeth. You gotta go eat between. When you in between that booty, that booty, balls and booty. When
not
you in between
March.
That booty, them balls and that booty. What you in between that little flap right there? I ain't know niggas had a little flap right there. Now I gotta go home and check for a flap. That's the only thing. Niggas
no,
can't get
don't,
caught.
Don't.
Check it for the flap.
You can't, bro. Do
listen,
not.
Fellas.
This,
if you listen
okay
to this shit,
right.
And if you heard this bullshit, they said niggas got a flap.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've been knowing my body for a long time.
Flap.
I know we ain't got no flap.
It's not
but
a
listen,
flap.
Check it if you the only person at the house. Don't check it if your kids there. If your people's there, somebody gonna catch your stupid ass
just
in
ask
the
your
mirror.
Lady.
Looking for a flap.
Ask your old lady if you got one. That's all you
got
to do.
Mom, I got a flap.
Not a flap. It's a little piece of skin. She know what I'm talking about.
It's just skin.
What you mean it's skin? You mess with niggas that had a flap before? Because this shit is flat right here. This shit right here behind my balls is flat.
So it's
really flat. Like, ain't no meat.
It's just a piece of skin. It's not like a...
Nigga, it's like this.
Oh, hell no. I ain't none of that. It's a.
I mean, it don't look like this, but I'm saying.
But that shit, that's
this
the
is
shit
a flap
that,
of skin.
That's the shit that's attached to your balls.
Yeah. That's what you're talking about. But it's in between your asshole
in between.
And your balls.
Yeah. Oh, no. Why we
I
still talking about this?
I ain't got
this?
That flap.
Lord.
So, y'all got one of them squirrels, them flying squirrels in between y'all balls. These niggas got flying squirrels.
No, nigga, you still don't get it. You still don't know what we talking about.
Hey, I got to go check for the
this
flap.
This is for another show.
It's going to be flap. Part two.
Yeah, this is a full.
I'm gonna be like,
"Hey,
welcome back to the 85 South Show,
hour.
Nigga." I found out what a flap was. Let's go. Nigga got a flying squirrel.
Let's get into it.
It's between his balls and his crack. Well, that's how we gonna end this show on. If you gonna find the flap or not, if you do, don't tell us about it.
Hashtag find the flap.
Find
hashtag
the flap.
Find the flap.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready to get high. You got some of that shit on you?
Yeah.
Boy, that shit was outside my game.
FAMU Student Government Association presents the 2018 Homecoming Comedy Show featuring 85 South, the hilarious Chico B, Carlos Miller, winner of NBC's Last Comic Standing, and FAMU alumnus Clayton English. MTV Wild announced B. Simone Tuesday, October 2nd in the Al Lawson Center. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. For more info, contact the FAMU SGA at 850-599-3624. Tickets free for students. Non-students, get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com or to FAMU Box office.